This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome every single one of you to this beautiful morning, inshaAllah. We will continue in our ta'liqat, our footnotes upon the book Tafdeel al-Rasul, or rather, Bidayat al-Sul fi Tafdeel al-Rasul. We spoke for about 1 hour and 10 minutes yesterday on the topic of the special characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what this book is about. A very short book of about 40 points, which makes the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam different from other anbiya. We spoke about many matters in reality. We spoke about special characteristics, khasa'is, khususiyya of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the other anbiya on this earth. And some of them were, we will discuss and just mention three, and we will move on. Three that we spoke about yesterday. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a higher level than the other anbiya on this earth. Three matters. He was sent to all. Jayid, the other prophets were sent to only their people. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the final of the prophets and the last one. Next question is for the sisters. And? And the enemies of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would fear him from a distance of over 30 days. Then we spoke about special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the anbiya in the hereafter. Sisters, he will intercede, the great intercession. Another one, he has the wasila, this special daraja. He has maqama mahmud, jayid. Then we moved on to the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah over the other ummas on earth. And some of those points were that they can perform salah anywhere, that the entire earth is a means of purification for them. Another point, what makes us different from the others? That's for the hereafter. They will never ever unite upon misguidance. Whatever they unite upon, it will be guidance. And that's where we get ijma from. And we mentioned many with regards to that matter. As for the hereafter, then someone said wudu, that we will have this brightness on our limbs of wudu. We will also be the first to enter into Jannah. We will be majority of the inhabitants of paradise. We mentioned about 20 in total, and we suffice ourselves with that, inshaAllah. Matters which were not allowed for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and allowed for us, not allowed for him, but allowed for us. What? Brothers, one. Charity, sadaqah, and zakah, not allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allowed for us. What else? Not allowed for him. Inheritance, not allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, allowed for us. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illiterate, unable to read and write, allowed for us. Jayyid. Another point. Poetry, not allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allowed for us, walhamdulillah. And lastly, he was not able to deceive with his eyes, even if it was a matter of benefit, not allowed to deceive with his eyes. The next matter, allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not allowed for us. Continuous fasting, wisal. Allowed for him, not for us. Another matter?
Marriage.
Sorry, to marry more than four. Allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not for us. Allowed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get married without a wali, without witnesses, not allowed for us. And another one? Allowed to fight within the boundaries of the haram and not allowed for us. Jayyid, conquest of Makkah was allowed for him, but not for us. Jayyid. As for other general matters, his statements are revelation. Slandering him is kufr. Slandering Allah, you make tawbah, we accept your tawbah. Slandering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make tawbah. Maybe with Allah you have no more sin left with regards to that matter, but the legal punishment still take its place. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no longer around, it's his haq, it's his right to overlook the matter. He's not here, we only have one option, and that is the legal punishment. He is not inherited from his wives, are the mothers of the believers, and they are not remarried. If you see him in a dream, you really saw him. If he mentioned any harsh words to anyone, in reality this turns around as mercy and rahmah for the individual. His eyes sleep and his heart is always attentive. Pangs of death for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is twice the pangs of death of anyone else. He's given the choice before passing away that do you want to pass away now? And that's why his final words were, إِلَىٰ رَفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ, to the highermost companion. Also the Anbiya, not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that wherever they pass away, they are buried at that place. Also with regards to the Anbiya and not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically, that the earth does not consume the body of the Anbiya, and that they are alive in their graves. What type of life are they living in the grave? It is the life of the barzakh. It is a special, we are all alive in the grave technically. We go through punishment or we go through azab. So we are all alive. Then what's the special matter about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why is he saying that the Anbiya are alive in their grave? Because their life in the barzakh is a different life from our life. Do we really know its reality? No, we don't really know about its reality. Then we moved on and we spoke about some extremes. And we said that this chapter of khususiyya, we really need to show clearly that there is something in the Quran, in the authentic sunnah, to show that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different from everyone else, because generally, whatever he does, we also do. That's the general rule. The basic rule is that we are equal until proven otherwise. With regards to the ahkam of the dunya, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does something, then we are allowed to follow him in the matter until proven otherwise. With regards to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the first creation, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being created from light, and as some have said, he was created from the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no basis for that matter. We spoke about Adam alayhi salam seeking the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the arsh. Rather, Adam alayhi salam, his words are mentioned in the Quran. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has knowledge of whatever is on the Lawh Mahfuz. You can seek permission, or rather you can seek the help of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from wherever you are at all times. The hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of the grave and had shaken the hand of a certain individual. We discussed that matter. Seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while awake, although on page number 17, as we said, I think it was, that the author, or rather the, not the translator, but rather someone who had done the taqdeem, a Mawlana from the UK, he mentions that Imam As-Suyuti, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to him and he would meet with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while awake. We say that yes, Imam As-Suyuti, he did mention this in his books, and he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come and I used to discuss and I used to talk to him, etc. But in reality, we say that this is a mistake on the part of Imam As-Suyuti rahimahullah. Maybe he saw something that he thought was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was awake. Yes, when you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, you really saw him if you saw him in the manner that he was. You saw an old man with a full white beard. Was it the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, it was not. The shaitan cannot take his shape and form in the dream, but can take the form of someone else and say to you that I am the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Got that? As for while awake, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Qurtubi, etc., they discussed this mas'ala in great length. Can you ever, is it possible to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while you are awake? And they said no. Why? Because if it was possible, we would have sahaba until yawmul qiyamah. If it was possible, the entire science of ahadith goes down the drain. Because a man comes along, he says, well, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to my house yesterday and he said to me, these ahadith that you are talking about in Bukhari, no. In reality, they are not authentic. Or in reality, the explanation you gave is not correct. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me the correct explanation. The Quran that you are talking about, tafsir, no. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to my house and he gave me the proper explanation. So they had refuted that matter. And some say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a shadow. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not having a shadow, this is based upon the fact that they claim that he was created from light. So if he was created from light, then he would not have a shadow. In the Quran, how many times the argument of the mushrikeen was that why are you sending a human being with the Quran? Rather, Allah, you should have sent the angel with the Quran, because that makes more sense. I mean, this is revelation. Allah states, if they were angels walking around, then we would have sent angels. But they are men walking around, human beings. And as it is, people say, well, he was a Nabi and they were Sahaba. How can I follow them? How much more if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not a human being and he was an angel? That was a quick 5-minute revision with regards to the matters that we had taken yesterday. Walhamdulillah. Well, that's no glasses. Jayyid. Who will read for us, inshaAllah? Loud, clear, Brother Yahya, Brother Ilyas. إحسان جيد. On page number 19, the title of the book, بداية السول في تفضيل الرسول. بداية meaning the beginning. بداية والنهاية. Ibn Kathir has the book بداية والنهاية, the beginning and the end. So بداية السول, the beginning, or it could be translated as the emergence, the appearance. السول, سول from questioner. سؤال, سؤال is a question. So بداية السول, meaning like the emergence of the question. في تفضيل الرسول, with regards to the فضائل, فضائل أعمال, the فضائل, the virtue of the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it could be the emergence of the questioner. Someone came up to Izz ibn Abd al-Salam and asked him, mention to me a few points with regards to the special features of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And there, he mentioned these words. It was not a book that he had written, but rather he said the answer to the student who asked him the question. Student wrote it down, and eventually through the centuries this book has come down to us. Walhamdulillah. We said that this is one of the shortest and most concise books on the topic. In reality, Imam Asyuti has a 2-volume. It's called Khasa'is al-Kubra, the special features, the major encyclopedia, 2 thick volumes. We said within it you have the true, you have the authentic, and you have, you know, everything within it. As for, with regards to the author, Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he was a great Shafi'i scholar, and he is called Sultan al-Ulama. Sultan al-Ulama, like the leaders of the scholars. He was an individual during his time. He fought, he was in the front line, on the battlefield. He is also the one who authored 2 books with regards to one principle, one maxim of the Sharia. And he said the entire Sharia goes back to this one maxim. And what is that maxim, sisters? What is that maxim? What is that principle? Fadal Ukhti. Exactly. The Sharia has come for the attainment of good and for the prevention of harm. He says the entire Sharia, no matter what you talk about, it has come to fulfill this maxim. Jayyid. With that, Ihsan, if you can read on page number 21, loud, clearly and fast.
In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, Most Merciful, O Allah, bless our Master Muhammad and his family, and grant him peace, and health, and grant ease, and perfect his book. Praise belongs to Allah who created mankind, and favored him with the 2 smallest matters, the heart and the tongue. I praise him for the clear expression he thought, and I give thanks for the kindness he showed. I testify that there is no God but Allah alone without partner, a testimony by which I hope to attain safety. And I testify that Muhammad is his messenger, the one chosen from amongst the descendants of Adnan, and helped with faith and miracles.
Adnan, this is one of the grandfathers of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you had to mention the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what is it? Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abd Manaf ibn Qusay ibn Kilab ibn Murra ibn Ghalib ibn Fihr ibn Kinana ibn Mudrika ibn Ilyas ibn Mudar ibn Nizar ibn Ma'ad and ibn Adnan. No, it's not from here, it's from the book. Continue.
Discord.
To proceed in Arabic is Amma Ba'd. Faddal.
I requested my father, Izz ad-Din ibn Abd al-Salam, to dictate to me something about how the Prophet, on whom he feeds, is preferred over all men. And he replied instantly and without restraint, saying, Allah, exalted is He, says to our Prophet Muhammad, the blessings of Allah and peace be upon him, out of generosity to him, and apprising us of his work to him, Allah has sent down the book and wisdom on you and taught you what you did not know. Allah's favor to you is indeed immense. Allah exalted. Allah is He has favored some messengers over others. He says, we favored some of these messengers over others. Allah spoke directly to some.
Jayid, what about the verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that do not make any distinction between the prophets? Don't make any distinction between the various prophets. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We do not make any distinction with regards to the prophets. They are all on the same level, all equal. And here we have the verse in the Quran, beginning of the third juz. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. These are the prophets that we have elevated some of them over others. How do we understand those two verses? Is there a contradiction? Number one, obviously no contradiction. How do we understand it? فضل? No. Jayid, in terms of acceptance, then we accept every single prophet. We don't say, no, we take Musa and leave out Isa. We take Isa, we leave Musa. We take Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we leave the others. No. In terms of acceptance, we make no distinction. We accept every single one of them. But within themselves, are some prophets above the others? Yes. You know the Ulul Azm, the five famous or the five of the best prophets. Fadal. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of them all.
He says, we favored some of these messengers over others. Allah spoke directly to some of them and raised up some of them in rank. The first favor, i.e. that of Allah speaking to some, clearly speaks about the very basis of favor. And the second, i.e. that of raising some in rank, lies in the multiplication of favor by rank. The word rank in the verse is left indefinitely to indicate greatness. And so it means we raise some of them to tremendous rank. Allah exalted his creed, favored our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ways. One, he is the master of all mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the master of the children of Adam, and it is no boast. The master is...
أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخر. I am the leader of the sons of Adam, and I'm not boasting about the matter. If you think, you know, I'm boasting, no, no, this is not any boasting. This is rather, as Allah states in the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And about the, you know, the virtues, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ, as for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then talk about them. One is your self-praise. You are boasting about yourself, etc. And one is acknowledging the virtue and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Like they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the man, he wears a nice pair of shoe, etc. Is this pride? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this is, you know, the wearing of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now.
The master is whoever is characterized by sublime attributes and luminous qualities of character. This shows us that he is better than death in both abodes. As for in this world, it is because he is characterized by tremendous qualities of character. As for in the next world, it is because repayment is arranged according to one's qualities and character. Since he is better than them in this world in virtues and attributes, he is better than them in the next world and in his ranks and degrees.
The footnote...
Number two mentions
the hadith which we spoke about yesterday about the individual and the hand coming out from the grave. The hadith which is the refutation of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stating that my grave would be the first to be split. When? On Yawm al-Qiyamah. Before that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not coming out of his grave. Now, أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأول من تتشقق عنه الأرض وأول شافع جيد. And my grave would be the first to be opened. Now, continue, page number 23.
He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the master of the children of Adam, and it is no boast to inform his community about his position in respect to his Lord, mighty and exalted is he. As mentioning one's virtues is usually done out of pride, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meant to dispel the illusion of any ignorant person who might assume that he stated it merely in order to boast by saying, it is no boast.
So to make sure I'm not boasting, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his famous statement that if you put yourself in the line of fire, and if you get shot, for example, don't blame anyone except yourself. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in i'tikaf. He has his wife Safiya, and he leaves the masjid and gives her a walk to her house. As he's walking, two individuals see him. He says, and they begin darting away. He says, "Ala rislikuma, stop there. Innaha Safiya, this is my wife Safiya." He says, "Subhanallah, you know, we never thought anything bad about you, Ya Rasulullah." He said that shaitan, he flows in the blood of Ibn Adam just like his own blood. Jayid. You might have thought, well, the Prophet ﷺ is supposed to be in i'tikaf. What's he doing outside the masjid in the middle of the night walking with this woman? Who is this woman? You know, all of these thoughts might have gone through their head. So Prophet ﷺ wants to dispel any of that. No, this is my wife. Here also, I'm saying this, not boasting. Fadal.
Number two, one of the favors granted him is found in the words of the Prophet ﷺ, the banner of praise will be in my hand on the day of rising, and it is no boast.
In battle, you have, the battle of Badr and all of the various battles, they always talk about so-and-so, he was given the standard, he was given the banner. And after him, if something happened, another individual took the banner, took the standard. What's the importance of the standard or the banner in battle? That when it falls, we all retreat. For as long as the standard, the banner is still raised, we will continue fighting and fighting and fighting. Battle of Mu'ta, Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, and he has the banner, he is the Amir, he falls. And then another takes over, and then he is eventually killed. And then another, Salim Mawla Abi Hudhayfa in the battle of Yamama against Musaylima al-Kadhab. He has the banner and he digs himself within the ground, he puts his two legs inside, he puts the banner there and he holds on to it so that it will not fall. He will remain and he will continue holding. It. Yawm al-Qiyamah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a standard, a banner, and it is the banner of praise. Praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadal.
Number three, one of the favors is found in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all prophets Adam and those after him will be under my banner on the day of rising, and it is no boast. These special qualities indicate his high rank above Adam and others, since the only meaning of being shown preference is by being singled out for virtues and ranks. Number four, one of them is that Allah exalted as He told him that he was forgiven his past and future wrong actions. It is not transmitted that Allah told any of the prophets anything like that. It is clear that He did not tell them that because of the standing when each of them is asked to intercede, He will mention the error which he committed and will say, myself, nafsi.
We mentioned the hadith yesterday. All of the anbiya, they will say, no, I am not the one who will intercede. I've done this wrong and that wrong and that wrong. So the author is saying, well, they never got information that all their past sins were forgiven. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ was informed that his past sins, future sins are forgiven. That's why he stepped forward and he was the one who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then he interceded. Fadal.
If any of them had known that his error would be forgiven, they would not have been alarmed at it in that position. When people ask the Prophet ﷺ to intercede in that station, he will answer, I will do it. Number five. Another favor is that the Prophet ﷺ is the first to intercede and the first whose intercession will be accepted. This indicates that he is singled out and preferred.
And the Prophet ﷺ states, whoever sends salawat upon me, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim, after the adhan, and then he recites the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi al-da'wati al-tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasilata wal-fadilata wa ba'athu maqama mahmud alladhi wa'atta. That's the minimum dua. You mention this, then you will get my intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or of the angels, or of the anbiya, etc., is not based upon you asking them. That intercession is in their hand, so you ask them, and if they like you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will intercede on your behalf. No, it doesn't work like that. But rather, you do good deeds, and you be good, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give virtue to that malaika, to that prophet, and give him the bounty to intercede on your behalf. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raising the rank of that angel, that Allah allows that angel to intercede on your behalf. But Allah must be pleased with you, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that angel to intercede on your behalf. Jayid? كم من ملك في السماوات والأرض لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا. That how many of the malaika on the earth, in the heaven, etc., their intercession means nothing except after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them permission. Fadal.
Number six, among the favors is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred others to himself, since every prophet was given a supplication which was answered, and each of the prophets hastened his supplication in this world. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his supplication as intercession for his community. Number seven, one of them is that Allah exalted as He swore by His life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, by your life, they were wandering blindly in their drunkenness. Oaths made by the life of the one sworn by
Imagine, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the noble Quran. Now,
indicates the honor and preciousness of his life in the sight of the one who swears by him, and that his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is worthy of being the object of an oath, because of the general and particular blessing it contains, and this is not established about anyone besides the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faster.
Another favor is that Allah exalted is He, showed respect for Him when addressing Him, and called Him by the most beloved of His names and most radiant of His qualities, saying, O Prophet, and other places, O Messenger.
Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Ya ayyuhan Rasul, Fadal.
You who are enwrapped in your clothing, and you who are enveloped in your cloak.
Ya ayyuhal Muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, Fadal.
This quality is not established about anyone else, but rather it is established by his name. He exalted as he says, and we said, Adam, live you and your wife in the garden. In another verse, Isa, son of Maryam, remember my blessings to you. In another, Musa, I am Allah. In another, O Lord, descend with peace from us. In another, Dawood, we have made you a caliph in the land. In another, Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the vision. In another, Lut, we are messengers from your Lord. And in another, Zechariah, we give you the good news. And in another, and Yahya, take the book strongly. It is obvious to everyone that when a master addresses one of his slaves by his most sublime attributes and radiant characteristics, while addressing others by their proper names that do not signify quality or characteristic, the position of the one addressed with the most sublime names and qualities is dearer and closer to him than the one he calls by his proper name. This is known from custom. If someone is called using the best of his qualities and characteristics, all of that emphasizes his esteem and respect for him. So much so that one person said, do not call me other than O her slave, for it is the best of my names. Number 9. Another favor he was granted is that the miracle of every prophet ceased and came to an end while the miracle of the master of the first and the last, namely the next Quran, will remain until the day of rising. Number 10. Another is the stones greeting him and the palm trunk sighing for him, and such events are not established by any of the other prophets. Take what you see and give up things you have heard about.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni la'arifu hajaran bi Makkah kana yusallim 'alayya qabla an ub'ath, inni la'arifuhu al-an." Sahih Muslim. That verily I know of a certain stone or some stones in Mecca, they used to send salam upon me before I had received revelation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times if he held the few stones, pebbles in his hand, he could hear them making tasbih. So this is from amongst the miracles of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A brother had what mentioned to me, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever he is on earth, he can hear anything, anywhere, everywhere. So I said, how and why? And so he mentions this hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I know a stone in Mecca which is sending salam upon me right now. So look at the translation of this individual as opposed to the translation of the hadith. I know of stones in Mecca which used to send salam upon me before I was sent as the Prophet. This individual turned it around and he says, no, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hearing the stone right now from Mecca. Now, fadal.
Number 11. Another one is that his miracles are distinguished from the miracles of others by a greater degree of
inimitability.
Such as causing water to gush from between his fingers. This is a greater breaking of normal patterns than making water gush from a rock, because water does gush out of some rock structures. His miracles making water gush from between his fingers is greater than his gushing from the stone for Musa alayhi salam.
And many a scholar has stated that whatever miracle the previous prophets came with, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the similar on a higher level. Musa alayhi salam brought water from the rock. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought out the water from his fingers. Jayid. And there's two interpretations of this water coming out of the fingers of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand into that vessel, into that container, actual water came out of the fingers of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so it increased. The other interpretation is that the water which was there, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by him putting his hand into it, the volume of that water just increased. So not that water came out, but rather the water inside began increasing. Also, the scholars talk about the mas'ala that can one use zamzam water for your purification, for your wudu? And the answer is yes. And one reason given is, sahaba made, someone may say, well, this water is mubarak, you know, it is blessed water. How can you use it for your wudu? Well, the sahaba had used the water which supposedly came out of the fingers of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that water was also mubarak and blessed because the entire body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed. So if that blessed water could be used for purification, then also zamzam can be used for your purification. Also above, the author mentions that the date palm, it sighed. It was grieving that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not there to put his hand on it, etc., while delivering his talk. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he says, O Muslims, what is your problem? That the date palm, that trunk, it sighs for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nothing happens to your own heart. Fadal.
Number 12. Another favorite to him is that Isa alayhi salam healed a blind person whose eyes remained in its normal place, while the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restored an eye after it was hanging down on the person's cheek. This is a miracle in two ways. One is that it was healed after it had been hanging down on his cheek. The second is that sight is restored to it after its loss. Number 13. One favor is that...
And as for Musaylima al-Kadhab, the false prophet, when he would hear that the Prophet ﷺ did a certain act, miracle, like the Prophet ﷺ spat into the well and the water increased, so he did the same, as the biographers mentioned, Allahu A'lam, with regards to the authenticity of this, that he spat into the well and the well went empty. Prophet ﷺ, the young children would come to him and then he would give them the tahniq, he would put something sweet in their mouth and then he would, you know, rub his hand over the head. Musaylima did the same and the child went bald. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got revelation, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Musaylima al-Kadhab, his revelation, ya wabar innama anta aznabun wa sadr. O rabbit, you are nothing but a tail and a body. Naam. Fadal.
13. One favor is that the spiritually dead who were brought from disbelief to the life of iman are greater than the number of those who revived from physical death. What a great difference there is between the life of the iman and physical life. 14. Another favor is that Allah exalted his key records a reward for every prophet according to the actions, states, and words of his community. And his community will be half of the people of the garden.
So the author is stating, well, if the prophet gets the reward of his ummah, then the Prophet ﷺ's ummah is the largest of the ummahs. So that means Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to get a lot of reward based upon the actions of his people. Fadal.
And Allah exalted his key reported that his community is the best community brought out to people. Their being the best of all communities is because of the knowledge, goodly state, words and actions which characterize them. Every knowledge, goodly state, worship statement or anything by which one draws close to Allah, mighty is he and exalted that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed people to and prayed for, he has the reward for it and the reward for whoever acts by it until the day of rising. Because of his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words, whoever calls others to guidance has the reward for it and the reward of whoever acts by it until the day of rising. None of the other prophets reached this rank. It is reported in a hadith, created beings are the dependents of Allah and the most beloved of them to him are those who are the most beneficial to his dependents. Since the Prophet ﷺ was beneficial to half of the people of the garden and the other prophets were only beneficial to one section of the other half, this or his position ﷺ in nearness to Allah is according to his position in being of benefit.
So the Prophet ﷺ benefited most of mankind, and we know the Prophet ﷺ also, authentic hadith, he states, خير الناس أنفعهم للناس. The best of people are those who are beneficial to people. The best of people are the ones who are beneficial to others. And on a side note, myself and Brother Qamaruddin, we were speaking the other day, and he mentioned Sheikh Ahmed Didat, that you know, through reading of his books, etc., you know, this was the syllabus that he went through on his journey to Islam. And I mentioned to him that, subhanAllah, in Medina, so many individuals, brother from Seychelles, brother from Kenya, so many people, you know, you meet reverts who eventually get there and, you know, they want to study and they become ulama and scholars, etc. In their journey to Islam, maybe it was not Sheikh Ahmed Didat's book, which, you know, was the final seal in the matter. We read that book and khalas, now I'm becoming a Muslim. But definitely that they went through his syllabus and they went through his books, you know, in their journey to Islam. And so, subhanAllah, if we're talking about, you know, rewards which continue, that is sadaqah jariyah for him until the final hour, subhanAllah. Fadal.
There is no Gnostic of his community, but that the life of the reward of his Gnostic is added to the Gnostic of the Prophet.
Faster, ya Ishaq.
There is no one in his community with a goodly state, but that the Prophet has the same reward for his state added to the states of the Prophet. There is no one with a statement by which he draws near to Allah, mighty and majestic is he, but that the Prophet ﷺ has the same reward of that statement added to his statement and his conveying of his message. There is no action by which one draws near to Allah, mighty is he and majestic, whether of prayers, zakat, setting free, jihad, piety, dhikr, steadfastness, father, and forgiving.
If you think that now sitting for 15 minutes, etc., you know, it's been a long time, is Ibn Abdus Salam hasn't stopped speaking yet. He is dictating this answer to his son. Fadal.
But that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the same reward as the one who does it, added to his reward for his action. There is no high degree or glorious rank which any of his community obtains by his guidance and direction, but that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the same reward as his degree and rank. That is multiplied because for those of his community who call people to guidance or initiate a good sunnah, he has the reward for that act according to the number of those who act by it, and then this multiplied reward goes to our Prophet ﷺ because he directed people to it and guided to it. This is why Musa ﷺ wept on the night journey with longing for the good fortune of the Prophet ﷺ, since more of his community would enter the garden than those of the community.
So this was the long explanation. This is the reason Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah is the largest ummah. Whatever they do, he will be rewarded. That's why Musa alayhi salam, you know, was said, maybe for two reasons. Number one, because in number, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah has beaten him. And number two, the virtue and the benefit of having a larger ummah is greater reward for yourself. Jayid, fadal, faster.
He did not weep out of envious resentment as some ignorant people imagine. Rather, it was out of sorrow for what he had missed of a rank like his. 15. Another favor is that Allah Almighty is here and majestic, sent every prophet to his own people, while he sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to both the jinn and mankind. Each of the prophets receives a reward for conveying his message to his community.
Naam, we mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all men, but we had forgotten also to the jinn. Fadal.
While our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the reward of conveying the message to everyone to whom he was sent.
And you remember the incident of which Shawaliullah Dehle we mentioned, that this certain individual in Delhi, he came across the jinn, and it was a jinn, you know, council of jinn, and an old jinn came forward and he said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying such and such. He used that as his dalil. So this man went back to the town and he says, you know what, technically I'm a tabi'i. Fadal.
By directly conveying it and to others through those who conveyed it on his behalf. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was gracious to him when he said, if we had wished, we could have sent a warner to every town. The manner of the favor is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a warner in every town, then the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only have obtained the reward for his warning the people of his own town. 16. Another is that Allah exalted his spoke to Musa alayhi salam on Mount Sinai and in the Holy Valley, and he spoke to our Prophet at the low tree of the furthest limit. 17. Yet another favor is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "We are the last of the people of this world, and we will be the first on the day of rising. We will be judged before other creatures, and we will be the first of those who enter the garden." 18. Another is that when he mentioned his leadership in general, he restricted it to the day of rising, so that he said, "I am the master of the descendants of Adam on the day of rising, the first from whom the grave will be opened, and the first intercessor, and the first whose intercession will be accepted." 19. One favor is that the Prophet ﷺ reported that the whole creation will humbly petition him on the day of rising, even Ibrahim alayhi salam. 20. Another is that 70,000 of his community will enter the garden without reckoning, and that it is not established about anyone else. 21. Another favor granted to him is seen in his words, "The wasila is the station in the garden which is only proper for one of the slaves of Allah, exalted is he, and I hope that I will be him."
Wasila is this high daraja, high standing, high position that the Prophet ﷺ is given in paradise. Fadal.
If anyone asks for the wasila for me, intercession will be incumbent for him.
So if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in your dua after the adhan, "O Allah, grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wasila, this highest standing position," if you do so, then you will get the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fadal.
Another favor is the kawfa, which he will be given in the garden, and the basin, which he will be given at the standing. 23. Another one is expressed by the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "We are the last, the forerunners, the last in time and the forerunners in virtues and qualities." 24. Another favor is that booty was made lawful for him while it is not made lawful for anyone before him. The rulers of his community were made like angels, rows of angels, and the whole earth was made a mosque for him, and his earth was made a means of purification. These special qualities indicate his high rank and the kindness shown to his community. 25. One favor is that Allah exalted his he praised his character and said, "Indeed, you are truly vast in character."
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. نعم.
When the great holds something in high esteem, it indicates its immensity. So what of the case when it is esteemed by the greatest of the great?
SubhanAllah.
26. Another is that Allah exalted his he.
So if Allah the Great testifies that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character is great, the author says, I mean, what's better than that?
Another is that Allah exalted his he spoke to him with three types of revelation. One, the true dream. Two, direct speech without intermediary. Three, through Jibreel alayhi salam. 27. Another favor is that his book contains what the Torah, Injil, and Zabur contain. And he was granted the Mufassal as well. 28. Another is that his community has performed less actions than those before it, but will receive a greater reward as is stated in some ahadith. 29. Another of them is that Allah Almighty and Majestic is he, offered him the keys of the earth's treasures and gave him the choice between being a prophet who was a king or a prophet who was a slave. He consulted Jibreel alayhi salam, who indicated, "Be humble." He said, "Indeed, I will be a prophet who is a slave. I will be hungry one day and full one day. When I am hungry, I will call on Allah. And when I am full, I will thank Allah." The Prophet ﷺ,
that hadith up to the point where it says that indeed, I will be a prophet who is a slave, full stop, up to that point is authentic. As for the statement, "I will be hungry one day and full on one day, when I'm hungry, I'll call on Allah, when I'm full, I will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," that extra portion, then there is some weakness with regards to that extra ziyadah. Fadal.
The Prophet ﷺ intended to be occupied with Allah both in times of hardship and ease, in blessing and affliction. 30. Another favor is that Allah exalted his he sent him as a mercy to all beings. And so he gave respite to the rebels of his community and did not hasten their punishment, so that they were preserved, contrary to prophets before him. When they were denied, the punishment was hastened for those who denied them. In respect of the qualities of the Prophet ﷺ, his forbearance, forgiveness, granting pardon, his excusing others, thankfulness and gentleness for the sake of Allah, the fact that he did not get angry for his own sake, and that he became to complete the noblest qualities of character, and what is transmitted about his humility, humbleness, devoutness and humility in his food, garments, drink and dwelling, excellent company, noble nature, good counsel for his community, his eagerness for his family to have faith, and his undertaking the burdens of his message in helping the religion of Allah and raising his word, and the injury he met from his people and others which endured in his homeland and outside of it. Some of these qualities are found in the book of Allah and the books describing him. 31. His gentleness is found in his words, exalted is he. It is a mercy from Allah that you are gentle with them.
فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. And you know you are merciful, and had you been harsh with them, then they would have run away from you. Allah is saying to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had you been harsh in your da'wah with them, then they would have run away from you. فضل.
32. His resoluteness against the unbelievers and mercy to the believers is found in his words. Exalted is he. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are fierce to the unbelievers, merciful to one another. 33. His eagerness for his community to believe and his compassion for the believers and the compassion for everyone is found in his words. Exalted is he. A messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves. Your suffering is distressing to him. He is deeply concerned for you. He is caring and merciful to the believers. Number 34. His faithfulness in conveying this message is found in his words. Exalted is he. Turn away from them, for you are not to blame. If he had fallen short, blame would have been directed at him. 35. Another favor is that Allah, exalted is he, gave his community the ranks of just witnesses with respect to judges, for when Allah, exalted is he, judged between the slaves and the nations, denied that the message was conveyed. The community of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be summoned and will testify against people that their messengers conveyed the message. This quality is not established about any of the prophets. 36. A similar favor is that his community is prohibited from agreeing on his guidance in either a subsidiary or a central matter.
Jayyid, that's where we get the proof of ijma. The ummah will not unite upon misguidance, so if they unite, they unite upon guidance. Fadal.
37. Another similar favor is the preservation of his book. If the first and the last people were to agree to add a single word to it or remove one from it, they would be powerless to do that, while the alteration in the Torah and the Gospel is obvious. 38. Another is that Allah concealed those of his community whose actions are not accepted. While when the earlier nations offered sacrifices, fire would consume those which were accepted and leave behind what was not accepted, so that person was disgraced. Allah, exalted is he, says, for that reason, we have only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. And the Prophet said, I am a guiding mercy and I am the Prophet of mercy. 39. Another is that he was sent with concise but comprehensive words, whose speech was made very succinct for him, and he excelled the Arabs in his eloquence and his expressiveness.
For example, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ SubhanAllah. Volumes have been written based upon this hadith. The entire principle and maxim we spoke about, الْأُمُورُ بِمَقَاصِدِهَا, all goes back to this hadith. Few words, but vast in meaning. Fadal. The brother says, last two pages. Allahumma sta'an. Last year on Umrah, Sheikh Muhammad bin Mukhtar al-Shinqiti in the Haram of Medina, he usually has his lesson after Salatul Maghrib, between Maghrib and Isha on Thursday evening. And as the students in Medina know, and people who visit there, that you sit in his lesson. Sometimes he's going through a book of fiqh, it takes him 12 years. One lesson a week, it will take 12 years. You'll have children, grandchildren, you're still in the same book, right? But we go and you sit in his lesson so that your iman increases. You feel yourself, you know, your iman, this is your weekly iman boost. It goes up, subhanallah. So last year on Umrah, after Salatul Fajr on the Thursday morning, he changed the time of lesson. It was after Fajr. 4:30 he started. And he was doing the explanation of Muwatta of Imam Malik. And he's still doing it. 4:30, 5:30, usually the lesson is 1 hour and then 10-15 minutes question. 4:30 he continued. And during his lessons, he would always mention that, you know, when questions would come, student of knowledge, this, that, he would say, in this very haram here, myself as a young boy, as a youngster studying, etc., with my father, you know, we'd start early in the morning, 5, 6, 7 hours, we'd study here in the haram in one go. 4:30, 5:30 continued. 6 o'clock continued. 6:30, I'm sitting there. 6:30, it continues. 7 o'clock, 7:30 continues. 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 10:45, he finished. 5 hours. 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 9:30, and no, he stopped at about 10:15. 5 hours and something, he continued, subhanAllah. Fadal. last two pages. Take your time.
Point 40, the last 40 we have to remember for the exam tomorrow. As Allah favored him over his human prophets and messengers, he similarly favored him over those he chose from his messengers among the heavenly beings and his angels. Although the highest ranking humans are better than the angels according to his word, exalted is he.
Here the author goes into a long discussion of the topic, who is better, angels are better or human beings are better. Fadal.
Those who believe and do right actions, they are the best of creatures. Angels are counted among creatures, Bariya, because Bariya is derived from Allah created, Bara'a, the creation, i.e. originated and brought it into existence. Angels are not included in his word, exalted is he. Those who believe and do right actions, although they believe and do right actions, because this expression is normally used for those of mankind who believe, as is evident by the fact that it is what usually comes to mind first. If it is said that Bariya is derived from Al-Bara, which is earth, and the human being is created from earth, so it is as if he said, those who believe and do right actions, those are the best of human beings. There are two points in replying to this. Number one, the Imams of language counted Al-Bariya to be one of the words in which the Arabs omit the Hamza. Number two, the second, which is even clearer, is that Nafi recited it with the Hamza, and both readings are the speech of Allah. In one of the two readings, those who believe are favored over the rest of mankind, while in the other reading, they are over all creatures. Since it is confirmed that the best of mankind are better than the angels, then the prophets, may Allah bless them, are the best of those who believe and do right actions, as proven by his words, exalted is he, after mentioning the groups of the prophets. All of them we favored over all beings. This verse indicates that they are the best of mankind and better than the angels, because the angels are part of all beings, whether the word is derived from alam or alama. Alam. Since the prophets are better than the angels, and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of the prophets, so he is master over the masters of the angels, and is raised 2 degrees higher than the angels, and 2 ranks higher than them. The amount of those 2 ranks and the nobility of those 2 degrees are only known by the one who favored the seal of the prophets and the master of the messengers of all the world. These are indications and glimpses of whose light are sufficient for the person of intellect. Rather, even some of them are sufficient. We ask Allah, exalted is he, by his favor and generosity, to grant us success in following his messenger in his sunnah and path, and all his character, both outward and inward, place us among his party and helpers. He has power over all things, and he is worthy of the answer. There is no power or strength except by Allah, the High, the Immense. May Allah bless our Master Muhammad.
جزاكالله خيرا. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I was given 45 minutes and we took 52 minutes, so it's only 7 minutes more than the appointed time. جيد. الحمد لله. حياكم الله. So that was a quick summary of